It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week's topic is kids and school. One of the most upsetting school-related situations is when the whole year is punctuated with teacher-student conflict.
Yes, and school makes up such a big part of a kid's life, so it's inevitable that there will be a few problems somewhere along the way. Now, sometimes your precious snowflake may be showing a different, slightly less pleasant side of themselves at school, and sometimes personalities just really do clash.
We found a great article about resolving student-teacher conflicts on the school family website. The first piece of advice is to do a little sleuthing. When your child says her teacher doesn't like her, ask for specific examples.
Yes, and if there really does seem to be a problem, and if your kid can't resolve it by himself, the article suggests building a relationship with that teacher so all three of you can work on it together.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Your child's teacher is much more likely to respond to a concern if you've already established a relationship and you have a history of being an involved parent.
Yes, and another idea is to help your kid find ways to approach the teacher about the problem. For example, your kid could say, "I'm having a hard time concentrating because it's so noisy. What can I do?"
My daughter and I have always done this little role-playing thing, and I think that's helped in sticky situations. You could pretend to be the teacher, and then your child could practice with you, and that could help her feel more confident about talking to the teacher.
Yes, that's good advice. Well, if you missed any of these tips, we're going to have them on our website later today, and that address is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.